came to me in Los Angeles. Did you know conservatives have won in your election? Oh, I said, there is election. And who won? And major is won. All right. Bad news. It automatically comes. And it doesn't require for me to destroy my eyes to looking at the television. No. That is, syat atma truptasya manava. And once you are atma trupta, once you are eliminated by the self, then it remains a scratch. You don't worry about these things. And the more you don't worry about those things, the more glowing figure comes out of you. And that is how these family traditions should be followed. For our own health, for our own happiness, and for our own spiritual progress. These things have got to be followed. And you people have to be very careful. You are very young at the moment. You are in saffron or white or whatever it is. And you are going to have a settled life. So please remember these things and try to do your best to continue these things. And then, atmani eva santushta, then you will be completely satiated in your own self. Then you will not require something from outside to satisfy yourself. And then once you do that, tasya karyam na vidyate, then you don't have any karya, you do your duty. We do our seva. But whether we do or not, it doesn't matter. With any living entity, we don't have any cheating relationship or anything. We don't cheat anybody. We don't do these things. Why? Because atmani eva santushta, we are completely satiated in ourselves. So there is no cheating. Because I don't require any money. So if I have to have the money, then I will kill you. Or I will harm you. Because that is my self-interest. But my self-interest is not in money now. So because it is not in money now, so whatever dealings I do with you is without any my selfish interest. And when the selfish interest is not there, then the relationships are very good. And they continue eternally. That is the difference between the mundane relationships and our devotee relationships. So these are very nice, sweet verses. You please get into them and you will be very much satisfied. Then we go ahead. Activities of the introspective sage or thoughtful man are night for persons materially absorbed. You understand this. Materialistic persons remain asleep in such a night due to their ignorance of self-realization. The introspective sage remains alert in the night of the materialistic man. The sage feels transcendental pleasure in the gradual advancement of spiritual culture, whereas the man in materialistic activities, being asleep to self-realization, dreams of varieties of sense pleasure, feeling sometimes happy and sometimes distressed in his sleeping condition. The introspective man is always indifferent to materialistic happiness and distress. He goes on with his self-realization activities, undisturbed by material reactions. It's very clear. Srila Prabhupada is very clear. Please read the purport again and again. And we have sufficiently discussed it. I hope you understand it now. Have you any comments or questions? A few minutes we have. Is it clear? Yeah, they were the king. Reborn. Upramena, you look very beautiful. You should not leave now saffron. Saffron is good. Yeah, and take dandadan after it. Such a healthy state. Why should you go again in back in the same charvita charvana now? Chewing the chewed. This is the difference. You know, as soon as you come this side, you become nice. As soon as the other side, finished. And we see in the devotees also, those who leave the process, they immediately destroy themselves. And they feel that they are very happy. But they are not happy. Not happy at all. Again and again, that's why. Those devotees who have left the temple, they again and again come back. Once one Sankirtan devotee was distributing books in London, you know. And the old devotee met him.
And he bought the book from that boy, you know, and he gave the advice to him. He said, I did a blunder, I left the temple, but please you don't leave the temple. So those who have left the temple, please if you meet them, call them back. Because generally they don't come back. But, and don't leave yourself. And if you decide to leave, then be strong in these activities. At least Bhagavad Gita, you know. We were giving Bhagavad Gita class in Zurich, you know, last time. And I asked them whether anybody knows few verses from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. So nobody raised the hand. And one boy raised the hand, you know. His name is Ramakant. He's Swiss boy. And I thought that he may know here and there few verses, you know. So I asked him, how many verses he knows? He says 700. All Bhagavad Gita. I couldn't trust him, you know. So I told him to recite 11th chapter, which is long and very difficult, you know. And to my surprise, he recited with English translation. And then I asked him, how long did you take? He said, in 1 year, I learned the Sanskrit verses, and in next year, I learned the English translation. In 2 years, whole Bhagavad Gita is with him now. And he is there at the moment. You can write to him. He is working in some computer. Working. Yeah? He's not free like you. You're free. And you can do if you want, you know. Very easy to do. If not, at least do these 18 verses. Do some four, those Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, 12 chapter, 15 chapter. Start from this. And then slowly go ahead. As you do, your capacity of remembering will increase. Intelligence will increase. Because intelligence is coming from the Lord. When he sees that we are using this intelligence for in his service, he gives us the intelligence. Hare Krishna. All glory to God. Me, cursed by Prajapati Daksha. And verses 27 and 28. So we'll take one verse, you know. 28th verse is beautiful. So we'll go through the verses first and we'll recite second verse, you know. That is 28th. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Appabhakshaha. Katichit. Masan. Katichit. Vayu Bhojana Aradhayan Mantram Imam Abhyasyanta Idaspatim Om Namo Narayanaya Purushaya Mahatmane Vishuddha Sattva Dishnaya Mahansaya Dhimahi. Om Namo Narayanaya Purushaya Mahatmane Vishuddha Sattva Dishnaya Mahansaya Dhimahi. Om. We'll go through the equivalents of both the verses anyway. Appabhakshaha, that this place is our permanent abode. And that is ignorance. And because our starting point is completely wrong, the whole equation of our whole life goes completely wrong. If in the beginning of the arithmetical sum, if you take wrong calculation, 2 plus 2 is equal to 6, then the whole sum goes wrong. Because in the beginning, the calculation is wrong. If you take 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, then the whole sum is correctly worked out. And maybe you get the answer. But because our calculation is wrong, the primary calculation in the beginning is wrong, that's why our whole sum becomes completely miserable and laborious. And we try hard to get the correct answer, which is completely impossible because our beginning is wrong. And because of this beginning, we try to search out so many places to correct us. And wherever we go, we are cheated. Either we are cheated by the other living entities or by the material energy, because we are going in the wrong direction. This place is not our permanent residence. That is very clear. This building was owned by so many people, and they are all gone now, and the building stands here. Building is still here. That means the building didn't belong to them, and everybody claimed that I am the owner of this castle. And they were selling and buying and doing everything, repairing and this and that. They were doing everything they were doing in this building. But now it is obvious that this building is still standing here, and those who claim that this building belonged to them, they are all gone, disappeared. So that means that this building is nobody's property. If it would have been really their property, the building would have gone with them. But it didn't go, that is our experience. That means this property doesn't belong to any living entity. Living entities come and go. They have anything to do with these material assets. These things are directly coming from the Lord, and that's why, because it is coming from the Lord, they belong to the Lord. They don't belong to us. Even our body, we have to shed off at the time of death. And it's very clear. Is there anybody who can take the body with you? Could you? No? Nobody? No? I thought that in Radha there's somebody may be able to take. So it's clear. Not in Radha Desh, but anywhere on this planet or in the universe or in the material manifestation. Whatever bodies we get, maybe we have the human body now, but some other life we may get a body suitable to stay in the sun planet. Even that body we have to forsake. Because the bodies, even our own bodies, don't belong to us. And when our own bodies don't belong to us, how can we claim that something else also belongs to us? This is darkness of ignorance. And then if you can go, or if you luckily, by the grace of Lord, you can find out some nice devotee to approach, then chakshur unmilitam, then he forced open your eyes. Your eyes at the moment are open, but with the open eyes we are sleeping. We are completely in darkness of ignorance. And because we are roaming about in ignorance, in the darkness, we cannot find out the things. If this room is completely dark, then we can't find out anything. We may roam about here, we may hit the table, we may find out a glass or this or that, but it is not clear to us. But as soon as there is sunlight, sunshine, everything becomes clear. We can see the glass is here, kartals are here, table is here, the seat is here. These things become clear because of the light. And so in our life also, there must be a very clear light. And it must come from the right source. If it is coming from the sun, then it's very nice, powerful light, you know, and everything becomes clear. So if the light is coming from the right source, then chakshur unmilitam, then our eyes are forced open. And once our eyes are forced open, we see the things clearly. And that is why, in the beginning of our discussion, we pay obeisances to the spiritual masters, gurus. This is our duty. And once we worship Him as Lord, then our life becomes perfect. He doesn't claim that He is God, but we do worship Him as if He is God. Srila Prabhupada never claimed that He is God, but now we have His deities and we daily worship Him as a God, but He never Himself claimed. He gave it very nicely, you know, that those living entities who claim themselves God, they are not God, but they are the reverse of it. What is the reverse? Jai. How are you? Nice to see you. You are keeping all right? Jai. What is the reverse of God, Prabhu? reverse God, G-O-D, and you reverse it. No, very nice, you know. So, those who claim that they are gods, they are not gods, but they are dogs. It is very correct. Not here really, but in India, there are so many divergences, you know. There are so many people, every, Srila Prabhupada writes, every village almost has an incarnation, you know. And he claims that he is God. Every village there is some. What you talk about every village? In our every room there is a room guru. You know, you stay 4 or 5 people, and among 4 or 5 people, one is a guru. And he claims that he is a guru, you know. This is how we have gods in every room. What to talk of in every village? We have that propensity to lead, you know. And as soon as we try to lead, then we become heavy, you know. We become guru. And that is how that propensity is there. But we have to be very clear that we are all part and parcel of the Lord. We can never be equal to the Lord. And with this firm conviction in our mind, then we worship the living entity who guides us on the right path. And we remember him because we should be always on the right path. And that's why we pay obeisances. Then we pay obeisances to Shad Goswamis. What is it? Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Kamhul Sapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Mayam Dadati. Come on, you are dead. Are you? Are you alive? Come on. Again, Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Bhutale Dadati Swayam. Vandeham Sri Guruho Yes, Vaishnavamsha. Come on, why you don't know? Yeah, these prayers are given in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Please try to learn them. Okay? We have to glorify the Lord. And when it comes to the glorification of the Lord, we have to be very sincere. Because this is the perfection of our human existence. It's a fine quality. It's the finest quality. With that finest quality in our own existence, we go to the supreme finest quality. The supreme fine existence, which is beyond our conceiving power. And because it is beyond our conceiving power, we have to take help of few verses or few prayers or whatever it is and create a fine sentiment to reach the supreme fine principle. And unless you do that, your life is completely Your life is completely useless. And this is very clear. And that's why in Bhagavad Gita also, it is very nicely said that if you don't perform this, then mogham parthasa jivati. Mogham means useless. And once you take resort of this mogham, mogham parthasa jivati, once your life becomes useless, then there is very nice verse which uses this mogha shabda, you know. Moga word. 3-4 times. Which is it? Moga sha, Moga karmano. Moga jnana. Vijetasaha. Rakshasim. Asurim. Prakritim. Mohinim shritaha. Very nice words, you know. This moga word you should never forget. As soon as you stop the glorification of the Lord, you become moga. Your life becomes moga. Useless. And that is for certain. If you don't come to the Lord in this life, you have to come some life. Then you have to have another round of 8,400,000 births and deaths and diseases and old age. This is for certain. Unless the living entity comes to this point, his life becomes completely useless. Don't be under the dream that by following something else you will perfect your life. No, this is the only one thing, and that is known in Bhagavad Gita as Vyavasayatmika Buddhihi. There is resolute determination. And those who are not attracted to the Lord, they fall victim to the sense gratificatory activities. It is also very nicely described in Bhagavad Gita. Bhogaishvarya Prasaktanam Tayaparuta Chaitasam Vyavasayatmaka Buddhi Samadhu na vidiyate. Bhoga Aishwarya. We are attracted to bhoga, sense gratification. And resultant opulence may be, because we are attracted to these activities, prasaktanam, taya aparuta chetasam. Our whole intelligence is stolen by this sense gratification. The activities which lead to sense gratification. And we want to be happy. We want to be happy in that. But it is a myth. Happiness is a myth. Where there is no happiness, how can you get happiness? And that is what our false pursuit is. We are following these activities day and night. And that's why he says, Vyasayatmaka Buddhi, such people don't have any resolute determination to follow the path which leads to the perfection. And because we forget this, we don't have fine sentiment to glorify the Lord. As soon as we understand these things, then fine sentiments are already there. Our soul is already there, and our soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. So all the sentiments are already there. We know our own position. And as soon as this curtain of darkness is removed, everything becomes clear. And then with fine sentiment, we go to the Supreme Person. And that is our perfection. And that's why we have to be very clear about the meaning of the verses and try to find out one or two or three verses very nicely, which you can sing always with the sentiment. And that will give you a very nice satisfaction. We have that verse to glorify the Lord. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. The same verse could be very nicely put into a nice sentimental lyric. You know? And that will give you a nice spiritual platform, taking help of the material existence. We are in the material existence. We cannot ignore these things. And that is for certain. But from this existence, we have to fly away and go to the spiritual platform, which is not very easy, because we are carrying the material body. And so far as you are carrying the material body, you cannot very easily attain the spiritual platform. But this knowledge takes us immediately as we sit in the plane, aeroplane, and immediately we become airborne. We are on the land at the airport, but as soon as it propels, the engine starts, and immediately you are in the air. And this is how we have to do the regarding these verses also. So there must be very nice sentiment to sing the glorification of the Lord. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste. Beautiful, yeah? Just two lines. Any verse, whichever verse from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, you can take, but there must be this sentiment. And as soon as you perform the lyric, have a simple lyric, and these lyrics are not very difficult. The more you practice, you get them automatically. But the practice is needed. Again and again and again, you have to go to these verses and try to find out the meaning, go to the depth of those verses and pick up the lyrics. You will find out soon. Try to hear. I said, the more you hear, the more you understand these things. Then there are beautiful verses from Bhagavad Gita, you know. And what is it? It's 10th chapter, verse number 12. Do anybody know? Yes? Huh? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, joy. Yeah, you know that. Could you sing it? No? It's beautifully sung, you know. It's very nice. 10 characteristics of the Lord. We can use that for glorification. Any verse you take from Bhagavad Gita, but there are 2-3 verses, very nice, you know. This verse is very simple. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adidevam, Ajam, Vibhum. In two lines, there are 10 characteristics of the Supreme Lord. If you understand this one verse is enough to take you from the material platform to the spiritual platform. And there is no magic into it. Anybody can go. Anybody who tries can go to the spiritual abode. And that is the topic, today's topic, that how to go, to how to approach the spiritual abode. It's very easy, you know. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Om, Om. You know, we just sung, Om Namo Narayana. Om is the address of the Lord. Param, see, Param, Om. This verse is full of Oms. Oms, that is, you address the Lord. Param, very nicely you should go, you know. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Don't cut the word. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. No. Param Brahma, Om. See, Om is the address of the Lord. Very easy. Very easy, and that's why we recite Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya in the beginning of this discussion. That is, we want to address the Lord, and finally we want to pay the obeisances to the Lord. So please understand these verses in the light of the addressing to the Lord and paying obeisances. And the side by side, you glorify the Lord then. Param Brahma. Don't be in a hurry. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhavan. Is it very difficult? It's not difficult, but it requires a bit of sentiment, you know, sincerity. If you don't have the sincerity of the purpose, even you cannot perform the material activities. What to talk about the spiritual ones? Spiritual ones are beyond our reach without sincerity. And without the sincerity, you may sit in the temple for 20 years, and even then you are completely blank. And when you are blank, then after 20 years you realize that after 20 years I am chanting, no trace of Krishna, this is not for me, boom. This is the way we freak out. And the mistake is with us, and we blame the Lord. He cannot be blamed for anything. Avranam is beyond contamination completely. Cannot be blamed for anything. Our folly should not be just centered to Him. We are fools. That we have to agree. We are fools. And because we are fools, there is no other way but to be guided by some pure soul that is needed. And in order to be guided, you have to be very sincere. That goes without saying, you know. That word, you know, that good kids. Good kids, you know, our kids, we want to be good, you know. Good kids. You understand these two words. Remember these two words, you know. Whenever you want to be good kids, what is the meaning of good kids? Good means, the spelling of good is G-O-O-D, isn't it? G means good. O means orderly. Another O means obedient. And D means disciplined. This is the meaning of good. You have to be good. In order to be good, you have to be orderly. In order to be orderly, you have to be obedient. And in order to be obedient, you have to be disciplined by somebody. And if you are not disciplined, then you cannot be obedient. If you are not disciplined and obedient, you cannot be orderly. And if you cannot be disciplined, obedient and orderly, you cannot be good. Is it very difficult to understand? Yeah. Is it clear? So if you want to be good, means you have to be disciplined. And we are disciplined by Srila Prabhupada. Get up at 4:30. No, I'm sorry, 4 o'clock or 3:30. You can't get up at 4:30 and come here. That's impossible. So we have to be disciplined to get up at 3:30. And then we can wash ourselves and come to Mangalarati in time. That is discipline. Then we have puja, and then we have chanting, and then we have discussions. This is all the part of discipline. We cannot ignore And if you ignore, then you are not a disciple. If you are not disciplined, means you are not a disciple. This is as clear as daylight. We want to be disciple, but we don't want to be disciplined. Then you cannot be disciple. You cannot put on the dress of disciple and be a disciple. No. You have to mold your life accordingly. And therein we fail. And when we don't follow these things, then for 20 years or 30 years or whole of lifetime, what to talk of this lifetime, millions of lifetimes, you can never be disciplined. This is the root of the whole thing. Before you have any austerity, you should be ready to be disciplined, and you must be obedient, you must be orderly. This orderly is very important thing in our life. We have to sort out our own things before we try to understand Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, they are beautiful scriptures, no doubt about it. Or Saushayam, there is no doubt about these things. But we are at fault because we are not orderly. We are not organized. You take the case of our suitcase maybe, you know. If I want to travel, the things should be arranged in my case so that I can get the things when I want. I may keep them clothes or something other, this. My case should be arranged orderly. And then I can carry it and go to from one place to the other place. And wherever I go, I open it and I get the clothes, I get the things I want, I get the scriptures I want, because I am orderly. And this we are lacking. In whole of our existence, we are not orderly at all. We don't know what we have, we don't know what we lack. Our house is completely disorderly. Our rooms are worth exhibiting. You go to a brahmacharya ashram, so many dhotis are hanging and brahmandis are flying in. God alone knows what is there in the room. And if you want to find out, no. And grab something, grab here and run to Mangalarati. Because we are not orderly. The first thing we should do is to clean our shaving set, shaving bag. We have so many, 3-4 razors there, 4-5 scissors are there, so many soaps are, foam bottles are there, you know. You carry the whole load of that foam bottle. 4 foam bottles. I told him, why are you carrying 4? You want only one. We are not orderly. We don't know. As soon as we finish, we go to temple commander, come on, I want foam bottle. Because he forgot it in somewhere. Because we are not orderly, we forgot. And this is just an example. If you want to be orderly, the first thing you should do is to clean your shaving set bag. You know, that bag should be orderly. You should find out a clean shaver, the shaving which you are using. Then everything must be there. Your brush should be there. Your face should be there. Everything should be there. And everything to your requirement, it should be nicely arranged there. Your cases must be arranged there. Your clothes must be arranged there. Your books must be arranged. Your the whole existence should be in orderly. And this is how we should clear this mess from our existence. And unless we clear this mess, don't dream to understand these verses. Don't dream. And if you don't understand, then don't blame the Lord. This is the root thing. And because we don't understand, then we don't have sentiment. Because our mind is completely engaged in the rubbish. We don't know. We have everything. But because it is a disorderly thing, we have so many clothes, we have so many things. And again we go and buy. These ordinary people, that's why they rush into the market. If one day the shops are closed, they are completely disturbed. Because they want to buy daily. They don't know what they have. They don't know what they lack. They don't know what they already belong. Something is there already. They don't know, and they will run to the shop and buy another thing again. And dump it again. And increase the rubbish in their houses and in their minds. The first thing we have to do is to clean the ideas in our mind. We have so many inabilities in our mind. The first thing we have to do is to clean. If we can, just take out this substance and have a washing machine, you know. I don't know, somebody must invent a washing machine to clean our minds. They have invented for clothes. But we want some washing machine which will clean our minds. And unless these things are sorted out, don't dream that you can understand these verses. The whole existence should be completely orderly. And those who are orderly, they are materially successful and then they are spiritually perfect. The first thing we have to do is to arrange our own things very nicely. And then the second thing you have to do is to arrange your material life very nicely. You cannot ignore your material life. If you are married or having children or this or that, their grihastha life should be very nicely maintained. And in order to maintain the grihastha life, continuous flow of Lakshmi should be there. No, don't follow the false pursuit that we don't want Lakshmi. No, we are not greedy. But the minimum requirements must be met. And because they are not met, our families are disturbed. And if they are disturbed, then we again blame, she is in Maya. And he is in Maya. What do you mean Maya? You couldn't provide her the house. You could not provide her a security. And then she is in Maya. What can she do? This is the root cause. This is the root cause. And these are the instructions of the scriptures. That you must have austerities. And the greatest austerity is to arrange our own things. That is the greatest austerity. And if you make khichdi, then you make khichdi, your life becomes khichdi. You know khichdi? Everything together, rice, dal, and what is it? Carrots and beans and cauliflower and what not, you know. Everything comes and goes into the pot. This, if you prepare khichdi, your life becomes khichdi. And when your life becomes khichdi, then you blame the Lord. Foolish, you are putting everything into it and you are blaming Krishna. Oh, what have I done? This is khichdi. It's Krishna's fault. This is folly, you know. This is folly. So, in order to have the fine sentiments, our life must be fine. Our whole life must be fine. Don't worry if you are brahmacharis or you are vanprasthis or your grihasthas, whatever you are, you have to organize. Without organization, you will be completely lost. There must be continuous flow of Lakshmi in order to maintain. Don't be under false impression that we don't want money and we are renouncing everything. No, life must be maintained very nicely, the body must be maintained very nicely, this drama should be carried out quite perfectly, and then once you are satisfied from that side, then you will be in a mode of goodness. Without the continuous flow of Lakshmi in the grihastha ashram, how can you be in a mode of goodness? And if you are not in a mode of goodness, how can you sing these verses? No, in order to sing these verses, we must be in a mode of goodness. And in order to be in mode of goodness, our practical life must be arranged very nicely. And this is the starting point. And as soon as you start correctly, then the whole thing goes correct. And you may attain perfection at the end of this life or at the same second. There is no delay. And we don't do it because we are not orderly. So that's why you have to understand this. And then come take the kids. K-I-D-S. K means kids. I means in. And D means divine school. In this divine school. This is a divine school. We are all kids in the divine school. We have to be good. We have to be orderly. We have to be obedient. We have to be disciplined. And then you become kids in this divine school. Otherwise you are lost. This is the sum and substance. And the same topic is discussed very nicely here. That Daksha performs austerities. And Srila Prabhupada is very clear that we cannot imitate his austerities and start fasting without water, with water. We had the example, you know that Anantacharya. He passed away near you, in Amsterdam. Was he fasted? Indiscriminately. He was a big bulky body, you know. He was from London. We knew him very well. Such a big body, you know. He used to sleep in a corridor. And our sannyasi room is at the end of the corridor. And daily, about 2:30 when I got up, I had to pass to go to the bathroom. And it was impossible to pass that body. He will sleep like this. So one hand will touch this wall, the leg will touch that wall. And Ananda, you get up. And like a buffalo, he was just lying there. such a big body. I was surprised to hear that he just passed away. But this is the imitation of the austerities. You cannot imitate. You can't imitate in this age. The greatest austerity in this age, to nicely organize our life, that is the greatest austerity. Greatest austerity. You please, if you hear me, go into your room today and thoroughly clean out. And you will see that half the things you don't require, you will throw away. And as soon as the unnecessary things go away from your room becomes shuchi. And once your room becomes shuchi, you have a nice place to stay, nice place to sit, and then these things go in. Otherwise, without orderly, without the organization, don't dream to come to Bhagavad Gita. If you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, first organize yourself. Whether you are brahmacharis or grihasthas or whatever it is our first duty to organize these things. And once we organize, then we have got beads, we have got our scriptures, then you sit, then whatever time you have, don't worry, maybe you are in this organization, out of 24 hours, you will have to spend 18 hours. But then at least 6 hours you will find some peace. And then that time, during that time, you will learn these things very nicely. That is the main point. And that's why Professor Prabhupada is very clear in this, that instead of imitating Daksha, we cannot do that in this age. Just try to follow these four regulated principles. But again, when the question comes of these four regulated principles, then we try to find out some alternative. I can't follow four. I'll follow 3.5. It's not bargain. You can't. You have to follow 4. F-O-U-R. Not 4, F-O-R. Four. Complete. And if we, these things, as I have told you many times, that these are the natural things. Nobody told us not to eat meat, fish and eggs. And we were not doing it. We did not even see the egg. What to talk of fish and meat? It was impossible for us to imagine that people can eat eggs. Because we were only seeing sometimes the eggs fallen from the birds' nests. That's all. We didn't see these ordinary eggs. It was completely a dream for us. So nobody told us that you don't have to do this. Our society was completely organized. And because of the organization, very nice organization, there was no illicit sex. Not at all. It was completely absent. Nobody told us that you should not have illicit sex. Because there is nothing like that. Intoxication was completely absent. There was not a thing, what to talk of pub. We don't know, we didn't know that there are pubs. We didn't know that there are places wherein you can go and drink. Now, only Shudras in our village, they used to have some crude pubs, you know, and locally prepared some wine or something. And they used to drink and fight with each other. And we knew that how degraded they are. And now, everybody is a Shudra. Because on everywhere, we have the pubs. So this is the thing. That these principles, we think that they are restrictions. But they are not restrictions. That is our natural life. And if we can be austere regarding following these principles, then we will be successful. But before we follow, as I told you, we have to organize ourselves. The more clean and more shuchi, more orderly you are, you will be more obedient and you will be more disciplined. And as soon as you are orderly, obedient and disciplined, you become good and kids in this divine school. Otherwise, this divine school also becomes completely useless for you. And in the end, we are completely tired of staying here and we run away completely blank as we had come here. And we blame the process then. Or we blame this and that and that and that and that. It's our mistake. We have to blame ourselves and come to this point and get very nicely organized. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. All glories to the Prabhupada. Philosophy is squeezed into these, I think there are 72 verses, you know, in all. And in these 72 verses, everything is discussed and then further elaborated in 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita.
And in this chapter also, the last 18 verses, that is from verse number 54, I think it is. Sita Pridna Sika Bhasha, yes. It is 54 to 72. How many? It is 18, isn't it? 54 to 72. Have you calculated it? You want calculator? No? There 18? 54 plus 18 is 72? No. Yeah. You're wrong, Tom. 54 plus 18. He's doubting, isn't he? Because Kali Yuga, isn't it? Sattva Haram Bhutam destroys your sattva. It destroys. Destroys the intelligence. And these Japanese, they should be shot dead. They are destroying the intelligence. Every time new computers are coming on, new calculators with all the new arrangements. And the more arrangements they make, the more dull our brain becomes. And we carry the computer, and all the disks are there. Bhagavad Gita is there, Srimad Bhagavatam is there, nothing is here. That is how they destroy completely. And we have very great satisfaction. I have got a computer. Disks are there. As soon as I press the button, everything comes up. But it's completely dark here. And that is destruction. It was not very long, you know. Before 50 years, these Japanese were not alive. That time. And people's minds were working like anything. Everything was on the tip of the tongue, you know. And very sharp mind. Very sharp. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada has given us this process to sharpen our intelligence, you know. We should not depend upon these things. We may keep them for assistance, maybe helping in our Sankirtan or even preaching also. We may have all the scriptures on computer, but Sahib said we should not depend upon it. Dependence on that machine is very deceptive. It may go wrong any time. So, it's better to depend upon our own computer, which is run without any plug. And do you see any plug here? Have you any plug in your brain? No? How does it work? See? You eat papaya and your computer works. And that computer requires electricity. We don't require electricity. It's eternal electricity is inside our body. And without any buttons. Do you see buttons on the forehead? No. Hindi button, English button. Right? No, there are no buttons. And even then, it is working quite sound, you know. I just pressed button of Bhagavad Gita, and only Bhagavad Gita is coming. There are millions of things in my mind, but only Bhagavad Gita is coming. So somebody has pressed that button. As soon as I change the button, and press the bank button, bank balance will come out. Isn't it? Yeah, it works, you know? Without the buttons, it works. Yeah. How much bank balance you have? Don't tell me. Small. There is something. It grows that way, you know? Small grows big. Okay, so now, these 18 verses, they are known as symptoms of transcendentally situated person. And we are all transcendentally situated persons. We have, to some extent, forsaken our material attachments and particularly the sense gratificatory activities. We have stopped them, at least for a time being, till we are in the temple, or till we are following this process. We have stopped those activities. So these are the symptoms which are given in detail in 18 verses by Śrīla Vyāsadeva and by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Himself, Krishna. And He gives you very nice description of the transcendentally situated person. And in 18 verses, this verse which we are going to discuss is very important. So by the time we finish the class, you have to learn that verse. And I'll show you how to learn. It's not very difficult. There are only how many words? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 words. Very small words. Two lines, 13 words, 6 and 7. Six words in first verse, And second verse, you read transliteration. So it is four lines. And each line has either four or three words. It's very easy to remember. Don't get panic, but try to understand. Once you understand the words, it's very easy to remember. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ya Nisha Sarva Bhutanam. This Bhu is long, you know. So we have to bit pronounce longer. Bhutanam,
Sasyam,
Jagrati,
Sanyami,
Vi is long again. Yasyam, Jagrati, Bhutani, Sa, Nisha, Pashyato, Munehe, Ya Nisha Sarva Bhutanam, Tasyam Jagrati Sanyami, Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani, Sa Nisha Pashyato Mune. Beautiful, you know? And very simple lyric. You know, these lyrics, they come automatically when you study the verse. You please study it seriously. And study, I mean, once you read the verse, you understand the equivalence. Each word is translated, and it's very expertly translated. Srila Prabhupada always told that, please relieve me from all these managerial duties, because I have to meditate on each word. And really he has meditated, you know. And he has given us the best meaning, because in Sanskrit there are so many meanings of the same word, you know. But he has given the appropriate meaning which fits him into our philosophy. He's expert in that, you know. He doesn't understand. Which language he understands? Oh, he's from Poland. Nice. Poland ki jai. How long is he here?
Three weeks.
3 weeks? Where is your...
He is a friend of Krishna.
Oh, he is friend of Krishna. So friend also can put on tilak. Eh? It doesn't make any difference. Krishna's friend or devotee, it is not different. Those who are connected with Krishna, they are Krishna. Arjuna's friend and first class devotee. Eh? So you can't make difference. And you should not do it. Do you understand? You should not do the difference. Tell him. Yeah. Friend means friend. Yeah, friend. Friend means friend. Friend cannot go to the pub and come to Krishna. That is for certain. So once he is here, you just force him. Yeah? That is how. No, I mean to say, unless you put on tilak, you will not have red blood cells in your body. That is really the case. If you don't put tilak and you don't put on nice saffron clothes or white clothes, you lose your health. Take it from me. See the karmis? They look like monkeys. So many people. Those who come here must be putting on these things, you know. And once they put on, means till that time, at least they have become healthy. You see the difference between the people who are putting on simple clothes and people who are putting on nonsensical clothes. There is a difference in it. You lose your health when you don't follow Krishna's instructions. Yaha shastra vidim usrujya kariyate kam karata nasa siddhim mavapnati na sukham na param gatim. No, you can't hope anything. Yaha shastra vidim usrujya. Shastra vidhi, the instructions of the Lord. Usrujya means those who don't follow. Then kariyate kamakarata, they perform their activities according to the sense gratification. They want sense gratification. And sense gratification and devotional service go ill together. That's why we are here. Yaha Shastra Vidhim Utsrujya Karyate Kama Karyata. Kama. Kama means sense gratification. And those who follow this, Nasa Siddhim Bhavapnati, they don't attain any Siddhi, they don't attain any perfection. Nasa Siddhim Bhavapnati. Na Sukham. There is no happiness. Na Sukham. Na Param Gatim. There is no spiritual progress. No transcendental progress. That is for certain. As soon as we come, we should try to follow these things seriously. And then you get the taste. If you don't follow, then you don't get any taste. You know? That is for certain. Anyway, so we'll see the equivalence now. And we will see one line each time. In the first line, we have nearly four words, you know. Ya, Nisha, Sarva, Bhutanam. And each meaning we will see, repeat please. Ya,
ya.
What? Nisha,
Nisha
is night. Sarva, all Bhutanam of living entities. It's clear, you know. Ya, what is night for all living entities. It's very clear. Ya means what? Nisha means night. See, night begins with na. And Nisha also begins with na. It is similarity. Nisha and night. This way, you should catch the similar words so that it becomes easy to remember the things. Somehow or the other, you have to find out some similar words. It's very difficult to find out English similarities. But that's why Indian languages are very near to Sanskrit. So it goes a bit easy for the Indians to learn the verses. But that doesn't mean that you can't do it. You have also similar words. Now this Nisha word, we should understand that it is night. And this verse describes about the night. It's a very beautiful meaning. But we saw the first four words. Ya means what? What is night for all living entities? And then in the second line, he says, Tasyam Jagarti Sanyami. Tasyam means in that night. Whatever is night for all living entities, Tasyam in during that night, Jagati is awake. You know? Tasyam, repeat. Tasyam in that Jagati is wakeful. Sanyami. The self-controlled. Now the meaning should be clear of one line, you know, two lines. The first line says you that which is night for all living entities, during that night, Sanyami, that is the self-controlled man, the self-controlled living entity, is wakeful. Do you follow? Those who are attached to the sense gratificatory activities, for them it is night. But self-controlled don't indulge into those activities. And that's why they are wakeful. We are a bit self-controlled. You know? That's why when those people go to pubs or bingo halls or brothels, that is night for us. We don't go. Because we are wakeful. We avoid those activities. And to the extent you avoid those activities, you will take this knowledge of Krishna. Both things can't go together. Many times our nature is, we want to try to find out some alternative process. And that doesn't work. Because there is no alternative. The process is fixed by the Lord Himself, well tested by the saints, sages and gurus. This path is well tested. And because it is well tested, there is no alternative to this path. If we try to find out alternative, you will fail. You will not get anything. And that is what is meant in this line. That those who are engaged into materialistic activities, what is night for them is day for the is day for the self-controlled. Because self-controlled they are fully awake. They know that we pass from the pub, our cars go, we walk, and even then we don't have a dint of idea to enter into it. And if you have any idea to enter into the pubs, then you are not here. That is for certain. As soon as you are attracted by the materialistic activities, you stop this process. Both things cannot go together. Intoxication and devotional service cannot go together. And it's not in these countries only that we try to find out alternatives. But in India also people are very fond of finding the alternatives. Because as soon as you come to Krishna, there are so many restrictions. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. And you have to get up at 3 o'clock. What is this? It's midnight for us, you know. For materialist people, 3 o'clock is midnight. And for us, it's a waking time. And maybe these people go to bed that time. They take rest at 3 o'clock. So that is, their night begins and our day begins that time. So this is the difference between the sense gratificatory activities and the self-realization activities. And this difference is described in these two lines. You know, repeat this line now. You understand? Ya means what? Night, nisha, sarva means all, and bhutanam means living entities. What is night? For all living entities, in that time, the self-controlled is wakeful. He doesn't indulge those activities. Now repeat. Ya nisha, sarva bhutanam, ya nisha, sarva bhutanam, ya nisha, sarva bhutanam. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Yes, don't close eyes and speak. That's right. Yes. Yes. Jai. Yeah. Don't look. You're a thief. Come on. Where's that? You good? Jai. Friend ki jai. This is the difference, you know, between ordinary friends and Krishna's friends. Very nice. Yanisha sarva bhutana. Very nice, very nice. Yeah. You can do whole shloka. I'll come to you back. Hari Bol Mataji. Hari Bol. Jai. Jai Mataji, you're looking. Yes. Jai, you're looking in the book? Hari Bol. Jai, Jai Mataji. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. No, nice, nice. At least you remember half. You know, very good. So you are on the way to Krishna. Jai. Well, no, not at all. All right. You eat prasad. Hare Krishna. So majority of people, you knew. You know the first words. And it's only few minutes. But we have understood, you know. As soon as you understood and repeat, it comes to you. Then we go to the second line. And then we will try both lines together. Tasyam, tasyam, jagati, sanyami. Tasyam means in that, jagati is wakeful, sanyami, the self-controlled. Self-controlled is well wakeful during the night of the karmis. This is the meaning. So tasyam, jagati, sanyami. Tasyam jagarti sanyami. Tasyam jagarti sanyami. Tasyam jagarti sanyami. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Tasyam jagarti sanyami. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Tasyam jagarti sanyami. Yan Nisha Sarvabhutanam
Tasyam
Jagati Sanyami Yan Nisha Sarvabhutanam Tasyam Jagati Sanyami. In the second line, you should catch second word, Jagarti. Jag means to wake up. No, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. You know that, in that bhajan. You know, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Jago means wake up, you know. So that word is similar. You know that word in that bhajan. You know, Jeev Jago. Jeev Jago means a living entity. Just wake up. So Jag, Tasyam Jagati. In that night, Jagati is wakeful, Sanyami, the self-controlled. And this is how there are two similar words. In first line, we saw Nisha, that is night. In the second line, we saw the familiar word, Jag. Jag, Jagarti. So he is wakeful. And this way, if you catch one similar word, one familiar word in each line, then you can remember. And repetition is required. And it is not that today we repeat, and then we never repeat for the whole of our lifetime. No, we have to repeat all the time. And if you repeat, these verses I had studied when I was in student, and even now I don't forget. Because every day, some days I may miss, but nearly every day I repeat them. So this is where they get fixed, you know. And this is the thing you have to take from the temple. And this is the thing you have to pass on to the future generation also. You have to save yourself from all the inabilities which are outside of Kali Yuga inabilities. You please save yourself and pass these things to the future generation. And this is the family tradition. This should become as a family tradition. It is known in Sanskrit as Kula Dharma. Because we don't have family tradition, we are in a difficult condition. What to talk of family tradition? We don't have families. You don't know who your mother is, who your father is. Or if you know, then they are separated. They are again remarried somewhere. So you go to mother, there is a monster, stepfather. And you go to father, there is another monster, stepmother. And you don't have any place to go. This is how we destroy the young ones. Completely. Once you are children, means there shouldn't be any idea of separation. You have to tolerate each other. Don't be under false impression. By changing your partner, you'll be happy. Maybe it is very difficult in this society. Because you people are helpless. Because one partner may be adamant, you know. But generally, it should be this is the Vedic culture. And if the minimum thing I would request you, to give your children real mother and father. That is the minimum thing. That is the beginning of the tradition. Whatever real mother will feel for the child, nobody will feel for that child. And whatever real father will feel for the child, no other man will feel the same feeling for the child. So these are the practical examples. And unless you have a nice family system, these traditions cannot continue. And once you don't follow the family traditions, kulakshaye pranashanti kuladharmaha sanatanaha dharme nashte kulam krishnam adharma bhi bhavatyuta. Very nicely said in Bhagavad Gita. Kulakshaye, by the destruction of kula, that is family, and that is we have destroyed. By the destruction of the family, kulakshaye pranashanti, he is destroyed. Kula dharmaha, family traditions. And that is what I am talking about. This tradition we have to follow. The first thing you have to do, that you have to memorize these lines. That is tradition. Daily you have to repeat. That is your tradition. Daily you have to get up early in the morning, come from Mangalapi, chant your rounds, and repeat these lines. That should be the tradition of the family. Once you have fixed family, then you can follow the tradition. Otherwise, if husband runs in one direction, the wife runs on the, in the other direction. Where are the traditions? There are no traditions. And kul dharma kulakshaya pranashyanti kul dharma sanatana. These kula dharmas, these traditions, they are eternal. Sanatana. And as soon as there is no kulakshaya, as soon as the family is destroyed, kula dharma is destroyed, the traditions are destroyed. You people had your traditions. Otherwise, how can every village had a, has a church in the middle, nice building of church, and around is a humble residence. In every village you see, there is a nice church building standing in the middle, and around there is nice humble residences. We had traveled from here. No, last time we were driving from Rajadesh to Paris, and we wanted to avoid that toll tax, you know, that highway tax. So we didn't take highway, and we were going by roads, you know. And so many villages we passed. A nice tradition. All villages were closed during lunch hour. I've never seen this tradition. In India it was followed, you know. And even now in some of the countries it is followed. That from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, they don't open the shops. They have lunch, nice lunch hour. And now, what our tradition is? Our tradition is a dog tradition. We don't go home for lunch. We like a dog, we chew some sandwiches here and there. And drink something obnoxious again on top of it. Completely destroyed. Kulakshaya pranashyanti kuladharmaha sanatanaha. And dharme nashte kulam krishnam adharma bhivatyata. Once this is gone, krishnam kulam means the whole family system is completely destroyed. And when the family system is destroyed, there is a chaos in the society. Vomadhankar, you know, unwanted population. We are all part of the unwanted population. But fortunately, you got in touch with Prabhupada, and somehow or the other, you might have performed some sadhana during your last time, last life, and so you are attracted here. Otherwise there are millions of boys outside, and girls. Nobody is coming here. They may come here and call themselves friends. Yeah? They don't want to follow. This is very bad thing. These are the practical lessons from Bhagavad Gita ji. It is a very practical science. First, we have to be very satisfied in our own material conditions. You please remember this. Unless you are satisfied in your material conditions, you will never progress spiritually. You have to always adjust your material conditions so that you become in, you always come in a mode of goodness. Otherwise, with the disturbed family system or with the disturbed family economy, you cannot be in a mode of goodness. Suppose if you don't have continuous flow in your family, continuous flow of Lakshmi in your family, even then the family is disturbed. Don't blame other partner if the families are broken. It is your duty to provide the wife a nice house, secure house, children, nice clothes, nice education, nice prasadam. It is the duty of the man, and the wife should cooperate. That is the family system. And if you follow this, and if there is a continuous flow, and if the wife feels that she is secure, that you will not freak out sometime, and that is what is happening in our families, then you freak out. As soon as there is responsibility, you leave and go away and never show off. Again, we have so many examples that devotees go and just disappear. They don't want to take any responsibility. And the poor lady is left with some children. How to carry on? And then how to follow the traditions? But we are fortunate even then that there are these temple communities. Devotees are very merciful. Authorities are very considerate. So they may give shelter and find out some seva for even that lady. This is how we are just pulling on. But this is not the way. We have to have this family system. And we have to have the security for the family. You work. Working outside is not bad. But you must have these traditions with you, this process with you. And once you have this process with you, and with all the security, you can go on very well. You stay in the temple, even then, we have to have some security. You stay outside, even then you have to have some place to stay, some Lakshmi to spend, and these things go hand in hand, you know. There must be some Lakshmi coming. Otherwise, how can you pull on? In the end, wife gets tired, but she daily sees that this lazy bum is snoring. She doesn't want the lazy bum. That is the difficulty. And in the end, she finds this big 18-stone body speaking through the nose. That is, when this comes, she gets tired. And then we blame her that, oh, she is not following the Vedic system. How can she follow? Because there is nothing. She doesn't see any security. The women particularly, they require some security. And that is why they are marrying you. Otherwise, why should you marry? Why should they marry you? As it is, they are good. So why incur this responsibility again? So this is the thing you have to remember. And create some system. And before you introduce these traditions into your family, you have to follow these traditions. And that is the wakeful situation during the night. The other people are sleeping, but we are fully awake that we have to organize our life. And this is the meaning of this Ya Nisha Sarva Bhutanam Tasyam Jagati Sanyami. Repeat. Ya Bhutanisha Ya Nisha Sarva Bhutanam Tasyam Jagati Sanyami. Ya Nisha Sarva Bhutanam Tasyam Jagati Sanyami. Ya Nisha Sarva Bhutanam Tasyam Jagati Sanyami. And then we go to the third line. Have we to finish at 8:30? The curtains will open at 8:30. So we go to the third line. Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani. Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani. Yasyam. In which? Jagrati. Avek. Bhutani. All beings. See, now those, in the first line, all these bhutani, that is living entities, were sleeping. And now they are awake. Yasyam jagrati bhutani. When they are awake, sa nisha pashyato munehe. For self-realized person, that is night. When other living entities are awake, for self-controlled person, it is a night. When they are awake in the pubs. We are sleeping. We don't want. So that is their day, but it is our night. This is the simple meaning. You know? Yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pashyato munehe. Again, there are two similar words. Jagrati means wake, awakeful, and nisha means night. So those living entities, those people who are engaged in sense gratificatory activities, when they are awake, we are taking rest. And he is very correct. Because they may take rest at 3 o'clock, and we get up at 3 o'clock. They are snoring after 3 o'clock, and we are fully awake. We come for Mangalarti. We chant our rounds. We are completely awake. That is the first meaning. And then the second meaning is, when they are sleeping, regarding these self-realization activities, we are fully awake. We know that the purpose of human existence is to realize our own self. That we know. And if you don't know that, then there is no difference between the dog life and our life. And this is how Srila Prabhupada calls dog and cat civilization. If you don't make difference, then it is just like dog and just like cats. They also come, they also have birth, they also carry on, find some food, have some sex, and die. That is their doing, and we are doing the same thing. So it is just like a cat and dog civilization. In order to come out of this cat and dog civilization, we must follow this. That Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani Sa Nisha Pashyato Munehe. I leave you to read, to repeat this verse, and tomorrow we will see. Everybody must know the words, otherwise fast for the day. So we will see the equivalence. Yasyam, in which Jagrati are awake, Bhutani, all beings. Sa, that is, Nisha, night. Pashyatah, for the introspective. Munehe, sage. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Please repeat. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-control. And the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. And then we see Srila Prabhupada's purport, you know. There are two classes of intelligent men. One is intelligent in material activities for sense gratification, and the other is introspective and to awake, and awake to the cultivation of self-realization. Introspective word is very important here. We are at the moment extroverts, you know. For trying to find out happiness, we go outside. We go on picnics, we go on to see, visit so many places. We go to the restaurants, we go to the bingo halls, and so many places. Did you go? Have you seen bingo halls? No? No? Did you see pubs? No? Did you see anything else? No? Jai. So you are from Satyagraha. How long you are in the temple? How long you are in the temple? Couple of years, that is 2 years?
5 years.
Oh, 5 years, it's quite a long time. What's your name? Antadev.
And what were you doing before you came to the temple? No, so you're doing some nonsense. So that is what I'm asking. Did you visit these places that time? Yeah, see? That is what I am asking. Not now. Now he realizes, you know? We all did nonsense, you know, before we came to the temple. And we all have our own story, how we came to the temple, how really circumstances forced us to come to the temple. And that is the meaning of this introspective. Now we have become introspective. That time we were completely extrospective. We were trying to find out the happiness outside, and whereas we didn't know that the source of the happiness is inside. You know that verse? It's beautiful verse from third chapter, you know. Yastu atmaratihi eva syat atmatruptasya manava. Beautiful Bhagavad Gita again, jai. It's a real beautiful scripture, you know, and very easy. Yastu atmaratihi eva syat atmatruptasya manava. Atmani eva santushtaha tasya karyam na vidyate. Beautiful in two lines. And in all these verses in Bhagavad Gita, there are four lines in the verse. And the first three lines give you the three arguments. And in the fourth line, Krishna gives his conclusion. It's beautiful study this way, no? This becomes very interesting study. So he says, there, Lord says, yastu atma rati hi eva. Atma rati, rati. Rati means attraction. Atma means self. When you are attracted to your own self. Yastu atma rati hi eva, certainly. Then certainly you become happy. Atma rati hi eva. Because you stop going outside then. You are attracted to your own self. And as soon as you try for the self-realization activities, you stop moving around. And as soon as you stop going around, so many auspicious things happen in your life. Because as soon as you stop going to the pubs, the first thing you do, that you save Lakshmi. Then you don't have to work like a donkey and then drink the dirty water. That is the first thing. Then you save your health. Because health is destroyed, you know, the brains are completely gone as it is, without computers and calculators. And even these boys, those whose parents were taking drugs
or excessive drinking, alcohol, you know, their brains are destroyed. They don't understand anything. In London, we had a new bhakta, you know, his name is Richard. And he was there from last 15-20 days. And on and off he was coming and going. But he doesn't understand what is going on. Completely blank. And when I inquired from him, his father particularly is very demoniac. Because we don't have this third eye to see the scriptures. We don't come to our senses. And when we give birth to the children, they are the product of our sense gratification and not our duty. That is the difference between the sense gratification product and the duty. If you have some duty, then you will try to look after that living entity. If it is a sense gratification product, you will just shunt him off. And that's why, under the name of the advancement, we are very proud that my house is 4-bedroom house. Because we want separate bedrooms for the children. 3 years child cannot stay without mother. Never. He goes mad, he, she goes mad. And they become problem child if you separate them from the mother. And we exactly do that under the name of the advancement. The husband and wife, they sleep in one room, and then we have a separate bedroom for our children. You know? And these 3 and 4 years or 5 years old, they are just squeezed in into the bunk beds or somewhere and forced to sleep separately. And therein these all inabilities start. And these things have got to be very clear in front of our eyes. And unless we become yastu atma rati eva, unless we have attraction towards self-realization, we will not come to high-class personalities like Prabhupada. And unless we come, we will not develop that taste. And then in the second line, Krishna says that yastu atma rati eva syad atma truptascha manavaha. Atma trupta, self-illuminated. We become self-illuminated. As soon as you try to search out the self, you become self-illuminated. And there is a bit of glow in your figure. Because you are on the right path. And because you are on the right path, you are completely separated from the crowd outside. We have locked ourselves up. We don't feel that we are alone here. And even then, that glow is flowing from our figure. And because why? Syad atma truptascha manava. We are all manavas who are syad atma trupta. Atma trupta, self-illuminated. And once you are self-illuminated, and once you are fully attracted to your own self and try to find out that, then atmani eva santushtaha. Then you become satisfied in your own soul and super soul. You become completely satiated. Srila Prabhupada translates it. Very nice. Satiated, completely satiated. Then nothing remains in our life that which is not fulfilled. That is the beauty. Without having any material facilities, we are very happy. Frankly speaking, our bank balance is almost nil comparing other persons. Then we don't have material facilities at all. Since last 20 years nearly, I haven't seen television. And there is nothing wrong in the world. Everything is going on all right. And I don't see television. But if there are important news, people come and tell me. You know, there was earthquake in Los Angeles. Somebody came, did you know there was earthquake in Los Angeles? No, I said, it's all right, you told me.